Hi, my name is Deborah. I'm returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Hi, I was calling to get some information regarding a customer. I'm calling from a financial institution.
Okay. Give me just one moment.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sure. Thank you for holding. If you want to give me the zip, if you want to give me the zip code.
Yeah, her zip code is 87401.
87401?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Uh-huh. And if you could verify the first and last name for me.
Vanessa Romero.
Okay. Right, just bear with me, and I'm still looking. Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if I can't pull them up with a zip code, I'll put the first and last name in.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to try to pull her up with her name, Vanessa Romero.
Yes.
Okay, and I do see her. And how can I help you?
So she has actually tried to file a dispute on a couple of transactions because she was saying that those are fraud. So I was calling to see if we can get this resolved with you before we have to file a dispute.
Okay, go ahead and verify the address for me.
Okay, so what we have is... P.O. Box 5346, Farmington,
okay.
New Mexico.
Okay, so she's filing a dispute.
Well, she's starting to, yeah, because she's saying that those transactions are fraud, but I don't know if you guys are able to refund or if you can just verify that she does have an account with you guys.
Okay, let me put you on a brief hold.
Okay, thank you so much.
Let me ask you something.
Sure.
Can the dispute be dropped?
Yeah, we can drop the dispute.
You can drop the dispute?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So what information do you need from me? Is that right?
So what exactly did she order?
What did she order? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me start from, let me give you some information.
Okay. And I'm also showing 5 transactions. Is that how many you're seeing as well?
Hi there. Okay. I am looking at her account now, and I'm showing on September the 15th, Vanessa Romero, that she ordered the sweepstake, the kitchen. KitchenAid, for $5.74.
Okay.
Okay. And then she ordered. So I'm showing that she hadn't canceled. So what else do you need to know?
Are you guys able to refund any of those transactions by chance?
You want to know if we're able to refund any of the transactions?
Yes.
Okay, give me just one moment.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, what I did speak with my supervisor. If the dispute can be dropped, we can refund three of what she was charged. Three of them.
Okay, and
We
what
can refund.
transactions,
Which transactions?
yeah.
We can do, yes, the one from December the 19th, and that's for $39.99. And also, we can do one from December the 18th, and that's going to be for $39.99. Okay, let me tell you. Let me back up a minute. I do see that the first two that I did call out has declined. So we
Okay.
can do the 67, 32. Okay, and that's on the 11th, on November the 21st for $67.32.
Okay.
And then yeah, and then November the 16th for $39.99.
Okay.
Okay, and the other, which was October the 21st, that one's for $67.32.
Okay, perfect.
So is that what you're basically?
Yeah, are you able to refund the other two that were back in September, or is that too far back?
We only can do three.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that works for us.
Okay, and I'm so sorry. Who am I speaking with? This is.
My name is Zana. I'm calling from Citizens Bank.
Okay, Vanna.
Yeah.
Vanna from Citizens Bank.
Yes.
Okay. And so the dispute will be dropped.
Yes.
Okay. Let me put you on a brief hold.
Okay, thank you.
Hey there, I did want to confirm that the disputes are going to be dropped.
Yes, it will.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and do, as I said, starting with the first one, which is 6732. When I say first, this one was not declined. So
Okay.
just give me a moment and I can give you that number.
Okay, thank you.
Confirmation, sure. Okay. And I'm still here.
Okay.
So I'm taking care of the second one.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, we did want to confirm that, you know, after we do the three, that it will be dropped.
Yes, and besides, it's been, like, under her information.
Okay, perfect. Okay, we're almost finished.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just notating here that Citizens Bank called in for the customer agreeing to drop the dispute if we refund three charges.
Yes.
Okay, we did refund three charges.
Okay, perfect.
Give me just one moment. Would you like that confirmation number?
Yes, please.
Sure, one moment. Okay, and that confirmation number is, the first one, C is in Charlie, 26, 27, 22, 743.
Okay, perfect.
And the other is, C is in Charlie, 26, 26, 34, 703.
Okay.
And the third one is, C is in Charlie, 26, 22, 21, 38, 35.
Okay, perfect.
And the three that we did, one, the first one that I refunded was for $67.32. The second one was for $39.99. And the third one was for $67.32.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Do you, is there anything else I can do for you tonight?
Nope, you've been very helpful. Thank you so much.
Okay, and thank you, and you have a great night.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.